If you have it, you certainly know the flu season has arrived, and it's a bad one. The Boston Public Health Commission says there have been 700 reported cases of the flu since October, 10 times the amount reported during all of last year's flu season. Dr. Anita Barry is director of the commission's Infectious Disease Bureau and joins us now. Good morning, Dr. Barry, and thanks.
Good morning.
How severe is this flu season?
This has been a pretty tough flu season so far. We've had over 700 reported cases in Boston, and that's a very busy season for us.
Why so?
I think part of it is related to the particular strain of influenza virus that's circulating. It's called a type A H3 strain, and we know that from prior seasons, when these types of influenza viruses are the ones that are causing illness, they tend to cause more severe illness and to have a more severe influenza season.
Does that mean that the flu vaccine this year was not effective or wasn't formulated correctly?
No, not at all. In fact, the influenza vaccine this year appears to be well matched to offer protection against this type A H3 virus. And that's based on information from the CDC in Atlanta, which samples some of the influenza isolates that are circulating and matches them with the vaccine to make sure the vaccine offers protection. Part of the reason why we may be seeing so much illness is that many people don't get vaccinated.
So then what you're saying is there's still time and people should get vaccinated if they haven't been already.
Yes. There is time for people to still get vaccinated, and they should get vaccinated. Even if it doesn't completely prevent you from getting influenza, we know that it will result in most people in less severe illness.
Other than getting the vaccine, how else can people protect themselves?
People should be sure to wash their hands quite frequently because influenza comes out in respiratory droplets. Also, people should stay home when they're sick, both so that they can recover more quickly and so that they don't give it to their coworkers and classmates.
I know there's some concern in Boston about the severity, the number of cases this year, stretching resources in the city, people who are hospitalized being forced to double up or triple up in hospital rooms. Do you think that's the case?
I don't have any evidence that people are being required to double up or triple up, but what I do know is that we track emergency department visits in Boston, and we look at how many of them are associated with influenza-like illness. The average percentage of emergency room visits that were related to influenza-like illness was about 1.2% around October. For the last week or so that we've had, it's been over 4% of emergency department cases. So we clearly know that there are many, many more of these cases heading in for health care.
The Herald reports this morning that Tufts Medical Center treated 270 patients in the first week, the first 7 days of January, when the usual month-long load is 300 people a month. Why is the flu season seem to peak so early?
It's impossible to predict from year to year when the flu season is going to peak. But with the type A H3 influenza viruses, often they will be associated with a season that starts earlier.
And can we predict, or is there no way to predict, how severe this year's flu outbreak will be?
There's no really good way to predict, but in general, influenza, once it's circulating in a community, can be causing a lot of disease for up to 12 weeks.
Dr. Anita Barry, director of the City of Boston Public Health Commission's Infectious Disease Bureau, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
You're welcome. Stay healthy.